Hello and welcome to the Peaceful Revolution Broadcasts. My name is Tim Spies. The title of this message is Working for Money or Working for Joshua or Jesus. Again, the title is Working for Money or Working for Joshua or Jesus. That's a very important question that all of us have to ask ourselves because that's key to the thing that we call, that Joshua calls eternal life, and what we're really valuing and considering meaningful in this life. So let's start by looking at a few of the many sayings of Joshua that deal with money. He says this in Matthew chapter 6. He says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but rather store up for yourselves treasures in heaven." He says this in Mark chapter 10. "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." He says this in Luke chapter 6. "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. But woe to you who are rich, for you are receiving your comfort in full." He says this in Matthew 6. "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." He says also in John 6, do not work for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him the Father God has set his seal." Finally, he says in Luke 14, none of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his own possessions in order to follow me. So, dear listener, you now heard a few of the sayings of Joshua that make it very, very clear that you cannot both follow Joshua, that is the real historical Jesus of Nazareth, and at the same time work for money, serve money. It is impossible to do that. And that, maybe that's the first time you've heard it, but it's very clear what he says, and we who are disciples have come to understand that and have adjusted our lives accordingly. So it's very important that you know that if you're working for money, you're not working for Joshua, and that has serious consequences on your status before God and your eternal destiny. So I want you to think about that, and think about the next or the last week or the week before that or the week before that, and ask yourself, what exactly did you do? What were you working for? If you're sitting in some job in the world where you're plugged into some organization or corporation or business or government or whatever, and you're sitting there and getting paid for it, and it has absolutely nothing to do with following Joshua or with his truths or his kingdom, then, dear person, you're working for money. If you're working for yourself, if you're there to get money for yourself, then you're working for money. And to deny that is irrational, and it's not going to help you to be irrational or delusional. Again, I say to you, if you're there working for the 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, whatever, 70 hours a week in order to get money, and that work has nothing to do with following Joshua, repeating his sayings, making disciples for him, building his kingdom, then you're not working for Joshua. I hope that needs to be very clear. To work for Joshua means that we take his words and we repeat his truths and his sayings to other people with the goal of making other disciples. That's the work of Joshua of Nazareth. It's no other work. That's the primary work. The primary work is to go bring our dear Heavenly Father, who we have learned to love with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to bring our Master, who is the light of the world, to other people so that they can come out of darkness, out of a wasted life, out of a life caught in the cage of self-pride and fear and selfishness. They can come out of that and be set free by Joshua to live a life that's meaningful and purposeful and good. That's what we do. That's the work of Joshua. And so contrast those two things. There's the work of Joshua, which is making disciples, repeating his sayings and teachings, forming families, which represent the kingdom of God, encouraging other people to listen to Joshua. That's the work of Joshua of Nazareth versus working for money where you're plugged into the world doing whatever it is, whether it's breaking rocks or developing software or, you know, answering a phone, whatever it is. If it's you're working for money, if you're doing that to get the money, that's the truth. And you need to understand that. So there is a beautiful option that you can come out of that life for. So what you need to do, what we all need to do, is get together with other disciples so that the new command is fulfilled. We need to get together with other disciples and love each other and support each other. And in that way, we can do the greater work, which I've explained is bringing Joshua to others, making disciples, and we can also share in the lesser work of doing what we need to do to provide food, clothing, and shelter for ourselves and others. And we can fulfill all those sayings of Joshua because when we're doing that lesser work, we're doing it to share with other people and help other people. We're not doing it for ourselves. I'm not doing it to become a rich man. I'm not doing it to store up for myself treasures on earth. I'm not doing it in order to serve wealth. I'm doing it simply to provide to other people, and we can all help each other. And that's the way that all of his sayings can come together on money. You know, he's not saying that God's going to sit there and dump money in your bank account to live on. He's not saying that God's going to drop a loaf of bread on your doorstep every morning to eat. He's not saying that. He's saying that when you're working, the way you should be spending your daily, weekly, monthly, yearly life is by doing the greater work, which is Joshua's work, which is to make disciples. That needs to be the majority of our time. And it needs to be our passion if we love him anyway. And when that happens, we will come together and we'll do the lesser work and we'll try to minimize the lesser work so that we can maximize the greater work. It's really that simple. So I hope, dear listener, you will consider that to know Joshua and to know the Father that he represents is to love them and to enter into life itself. He says in John 17:3, "And this is eternal life, that you may know God and the one whom he sent, myself," or Joshua, Jesus of Nazareth. So, you know, before you can follow Joshua well, you need to be reading his words yourself. And you need to not be listening to other people tell you what they think he means. You need to pick up the four gospel books, rip them out of the Bible, because the other 62 books of the Bible will deceive and mislead you with a lot of silly stuff. Because the only one you ought to be following and listening to is Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth. So get those four gospels and read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and read his words in those four books. That's how you get to know him. And he will tell you very clearly what I just repeated in this message, that he doesn't want you living for that which is worthless. Money is worthless. Material things are worthless. You can't bring those on into the spiritual realm, into eternal life, when your body dies. And to try to do so is foolish. It's a waste of life. Don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth. Rather, store up for ourselves treasures in heaven. That means make our eternal future beautiful and glorious and meaningful and as full as it can possibly be. That's what we ought to be doing instead of wasting our lives going around in circles working for the food which perishes and that which destroys. It is destroyed. It's foolish. Totally foolish. So again, I want you to please think about this. It's a very important and simple truth. You're either working for Joshua the majority of your time, or you're not. And if you're not, you're working for money. That's going to be true the vast majority of the time for most people. So I ask you to please turn away from the empty life of working for money, and instead come follow Joshua with us, become part of his family, and start working for the food which does not perish. Until next time, let us be the change agent, the messenger of the Creator and our Father calls us to be. Let us work together well for the food which does not perish, and thus be part of the latest peaceful revolution, led by the one who says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Please contact me for more information on how you can be part of the peaceful revolution or part of one of Joshua's families.